Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And on this Halloween special, we're all going dressed as the Garbage Fairy.
We grew up in a world of online animation, and we're digging you out for your consideration, bringing you the tunes that made us who we am. Flash in the pan, flash in the pan.
Hi, and welcome back to a Ghoulish and Cream. It's the Halloween special.
It's the Halloween one, because we're recording it in October, the scary, spooky month where all the leaves fall off the trees and no one knows why.
Yeah, you look around, the trees are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
Yeah.
That's such a good song.
That's great, yeah.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Alex.
And you can find our cool podcast about Flash animation online as well.
Oh.
At flashinthepancast.com, where you can find not only all of the cartoons we're going to be talking about today, but you can find all of our previous episodes going all the way back to the start.
Terrifying.
Yes.
Much like the internet.
Skin crawling.
Other
words that mean scary.
Lost all synonyms have gone.
Where did I put my thesaurus? I actually have a thesaurus, I just don't know where it is.
It's somewhere with all these fucking books.
Okay. So, yeah, we, due to various unfortunatenesses...
Yeah.
Is that a word?
It
is now.
Unfortunate things have happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do a Halloween special last year.
No, we didn't.
Which is a shame, because Flash animations, as with a lot of short films, there's a lot of horror there. Mm. There's a lot of spookums. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're going to be redressing the balance, and we're going to be looking at three Halloween-y tunes this episode. And we're going to be starting with one that is appropriately spooky, The Hidden People.
Fucking do when your box, your dog starts barking, you just go over to them like, what? What are you fucking barking at? What are you barking at? Stop barking!
Yeah, that's fair. Clearly he was busy
leaving his dog tied up on its own outside.
In the woods?
What kind of fucking monster is he?
Yeah. He deserved to get got.
Yeah, honestly. I'm on the side of the gnomes.
The Hidden People.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so this is really fun.
It is, yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it. It must have been when it first came out.
Okay.
I do remember watching this, and it wasn't on YouTube, which is the version we have. It was on Newgrounds or equivalents, though.
Okay.
As I'll discuss, the creator's Newgrounds account and stuff seems to have disappeared.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah, it's just it's a really fun, well paced.
Yes, excellently paced.
Little horror short. It's got all your favorite horror tropes: cabin in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadowing. You know, with the fish with the tiny bites taken out of it.
Hiding in the oven.
Yeah, hiding in the oven.
Why the fuck would you hide in the oven?
It's the most secure part of the cabin.
But you can turn it on and be burned alive while you're in there.
That would have been a more grisly ending.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as I was like, oh, he's in the oven. Oh, they're just going to turn it on and just let him die.
No, they wanted him to see the faces of his killers? Capturers?
Yeah. Left open-ended there at the end.
All you know is they got him.
They did get him.
Yeah.
and now he's the big gnome. He's the biggest gnome.
Or maybe they'll shrink him down.
That's how they make them. They get you and then they...
Then they shrink you
somehow.
Maybe they, like, they just use you to make gnomes. Because, like, there's enough material in a regular person to make at least three gnomes.
I don't like that. You just made that way worse.
No, I'm imagining, like they melt you down like gummy candy, but then they've got three gnome molds that they pour it into.
Yeah, you've just made that way worse.
The Hidden People too. Willy Wonka strikes back.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks!
And so
you will pay the ultimate price!
Did this scare you?
Not really.
No?
That was funny. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
It was the fact that it was gnomes was an absurd enough idea.
Yeah.
But, like, there are, across the world, especially in Arctic climes, so Scandinavia, parts of Canada and the northern US, there are, like, folk tales of trolls or gnomes or little people who live in the woods and so on.
You see, when you see like gnomes depicted, like, aside from how they are depicted here and as they are depicted as garden gnomes,
yes,
they're often fucking terrifying because they're like tiny little horrible creatures that have often got like horrible, like, malformed features and gnashy pointy teeth.
Yes.
And that is terrifying. That is scary. They're depicted as garden gnomes here, so it's not scary at all.
In this one, they're kind of little angry Father Christmases.
Yeah, which that you can't. Like, Father Christmas is not. There is nothing inherently scary about. Apart from
the breaking and entering.
Apart from the breaking and entering.
And the moving faster than light.
Apart from those things.
And the power of deciding good or evil on his own.
His appearance, not really frightening.
No. No.
Least threatening thing possible.
Unless you have already have an aversion to, like, you know,
Santa.
Like, evil patriarchs.
Or that.
Yeah.
Why not both? Christmas has got to be the worst fucking time for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, shall we talk about the animation?
Yes.
Because it's a very distinctive style.
Yes, I recognize the style. I saw it and immediately went, I've seen a fucking game that uses the same fucking style.
Well, maybe you have, and maybe we'll talk about it in a couple of minutes.
Okay, right. I've seen the style before. Can't remember the name of the fucking game. That's annoying me. But it's really basic animation.
Yeah.
It's more like a
It reminds me of a children's book.
It's much more, again, we've got another example of something that's more like an advanced animatic than it is an actual, like, there are no in-betweens. It's all very spaced out keyframes.
Yeah.
That don't really have much animation between them. It's just kind of cutting from one frame to the next with nothing joining the frames together.
Yeah.
But
the timing of the cuts, though.
The timing of the cuts is excellent, and it conveys what the creator obviously wanted to convey fine, with no problem, no issue, despite the lack of in-betweens.
Yeah.
It
kind of works for horror, I think.
Yeah.
Because just seeing something for a glimpse before it disappears, like, ooh, that's quite spooky.
That is, yes.
And the creator does that a couple of times with, like, the hidden people peeking out from behind the trees.
Yeah.
Then suddenly they're not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, he looks out at his dog and then he looks back and the dog is gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that at the end, the hidden people have turned the dog against his owner.
Well, of course they turned it. They were like, yo, if you come with us, we'll, like, let you stay indoors. And and he's like, all right, yeah, sure.
He didn't even give the dog any of his chewed up fish.
Or any food or water to have outside.
No.
Bad. Bad pet owner.
Yeah.
Deserve what he got.
Very bad pet owner.
Yeah.
Yep. If you, listener, own a dog, or any animal, really, Like, don't just keep them outside and ignore them when they're telling you something's wrong.
Let them be involved.
You'll get eaten by gnomes.
Bad pet owners will be eaten by gnomes.
Yeah.
This is the message we're conveying today.
This has been a public service announcement.
Don't be bad to your pets. You will be eaten by gnomes.
One other thing I really like is the choice of music for this.
Yes.
So he uses he uses Penderecki's Threatening for the Victims of Hiroshima, which is a 10-minute suite that is mostly terrifying strings, and
wouldn't expect any less from something titled that.
No, exactly. But like he uses like one of the scariest pieces of music.
Yeah.
To soundtrack his horror short.
That
and I think
makes sense.
It really works. And it also, because the music he's using, like, is quite slow paced, it also means that he's able to build tension quite well through it, I think.
Mm.
And yeah, it's good.
It's not so much an animation style as it is just an art style.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a very, very distinct one.
It's a very strong art style, yeah.
One obviously I've seen once before and I was immediately like, That's the fucking... I can't remember where I've seen it before. I have seen it before.
Well, though. I can help if you like, because I think it's about time for some Flash.
Ah!
So this was created by a creator. Funny that.
Yeah,
funny. Online handle Grickle.
Okay.
Grickle, also known as Graham Annable, or Annable. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've only seen it written down. I'm sorry.
There are two N's, so that wouldn't... That...
Graham Annable.
Annable?
Yeah. Who was and is a prolific animator with a lot of short films. Some of them horror, some of them comedy, some of them just silly little things.
He even did some Santa ones.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he's also, after starting out in online animation circles and so on...
Mm-hmm.
Including Newgrounds, because I've not found his Newgrounds content. I found people on Newgrounds talking about
him.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. Early adopter of YouTube to post his stuff. So you can find all of it there, which is, you know, YouTube, / Grickle. Not only an animator, but also a game creator, because, Graham Annable was also one of the main people behind Puzzle Agent.
That's the fucking
Nelson Tethers Puzzle Agent. A truly lovely kind of blend of Professor Layton and Twin Peaks, where you as a puzzle agent are trying to solve the mysteries of this small mountain town.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the puzzles are genuinely good, but also hard.
Yep.
And it's got the same kind of sense of humour as the short.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the hidden people might even show up.
Are they in it? Oh.
Yeah. And Puzzle Agent was, like, a kind of cult success. I remember when it came out, a lot of people were very excited.
A lot of people. It was reviewed very well.
Yeah, I even played it myself, and it was really fun. But it's not just games that Annable has had his hand in. Because He has been, for a while, working somewhere you might recognize.
Okay.
He has worked for Leica, the stop-motion animation juggernaut studio.
Oh, shit.
And he co-directed the Box Trolls.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah.
That's really fucking cool.
It's really cool.
Leica makes some fucking amazing stuff.
They really do.
I still think about Kubo and the Two Strings, like, really frequently. I haven't seen it for a while. I should buy that.
Yeah.
And watch it again.
But yeah, no, and when he's not working with animations and stuff, he's sketching and painting all the time. He's really active on Twitter, and he seems nice.
Is he doing Inktober?
No, he's just doodling.
Oh.
He's just doodling non-stop.
I assumed it was Inktober because there were so many of them.
No, like, his Twitter feed is like almost all like daily doodles and so on. Like, here's a cute one of Godzilla listening to some music on his phone.
Nice.
And yeah, it's just a really nice little success story. You know, you start...
That's nice, yeah.
You start off doing funnel animations and so on. You expand your portfolio. Like, you end up working on games, in film.
Yeah, wow.
In, like, critically acclaimed film. and yet you're still working and you're still, you know, doing what you love. Mm. And it happens to be what you're doing for a living as well.
And that's really cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Look at this picture of a grumpy alligator.
That's fucking awesome. I love that one.
But yeah, so that's about all the Flash R I have. I don't have that much information about him as a person,
mm-hmm.
though by all accounts and from everything I've seen, he seems perfectly pleasant.
Cool.
He lives in Oregon. And he generally has pretty good time with it, it looks like.
I'm glad someone's having a nice time up there.
So, let us finish off this little bit with some comments.
Okay.
From the Hidden People. Now, as I mentioned, it's no longer on Newgrounds, but it is on YouTube, and so these have been gleaned from YouTube. The YouTube version was uploaded in, I believe, 2007. When it says, you know, 8 years ago or 9 years ago, these are actually 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay, sure.
So, you want to start us off?
Yes. This is instantly amusing to me. The Man of the Future 101, 8 years ago, he said, "Oh, hell no, keep away from me, you fucking gnomes, or I'll shoot. I mean it." Strong feelings about gnomes from the Man of the Future.
I really like to think that that was a speech-to-text program. He was just standing up behind his desk, yelling into his headset. We are all tubes.
I hope not.
Well, no, that's the person's name. We are all tubes.
Some of us is tubes.
Yeah. If we're ferrets and otters and so on, then we are almost biologically indistinguishable from tubes.
I mean, we kind of have tubes in our body, kind of.
Sort you of. Might, weirdo. Kind of.
Your bones are wet inside your body.
Juicy. We are all tubes, 9 years ago said, yeah, it happened to me. I had to turn on the oven and burn myself into smoke to escape. I'm alright now.
I got better. Uvia, 1927, 11 years ago. Oh God, I nearly got heart attack. Maybe I am too weak. Smiley face. What?
I don't know. Maybe Uvia was actually born in 1927, thus being
thus not knowing the correct way to use emotes.
Thus being 80 years old when this cartoon came out, and thus yes. Probably at risk of heart troubles.
And should learn how to use emotes.
I mean, 2007, people were still using the proper smiley face.
True.
Maybe not when talking about how weak and frail they are.
Yeah, that's where it really falls down.
The Me, 90210,
uh-huh.
8 years ago said, I want to make you feel like you're the only girl in the world. Am I the only one who starts thinking about that song when you see this?
Yes. The answer is categorically yes. What the fuck is wrong with this?
I am genuinely baffled as to how you get from gnomes stalking and attacking a man in the middle of the woods to a dance pop Rihanna smash.
That's just an intrusive thought he had and he just fucking typed it out. When I watch the specific YouTube animation, I think about Rihanna.
I want to make you feel like I'm the only gnome in the world.
Yeah.
That I'm the only one that you'll ever fear. That I'm the only one who stole your dog.
It's not as catchy, it's not as snappy like that.
Yeah, well, my throat hurts, so I'm not going to sing it at
fair
you.
Fair enough.
And finally...
Funky TK, 2 years ago. So, my production and storyboard professor showed the class this short, and I gotta say, I freaking love it, and I hate you for haunting my dreams.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice, yeah.
You know? And I honestly, if I were an animator, even like my old stuff, if someone came out to me saying, or at least commented saying, hey, in school, we were shown this thing you made. Doesn't that sound cool?
It does sound cool, yeah.
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 That's why I wanted to finish with that one, because it's like,
Grickle
properly made it.
Yeah, it's been used as an example. Like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's cool.
And I definitely want to come back to this guy's stuff, because there's, like, I really like his sense of humor, and there's all sorts of fun and wacky adventures that he's put onto, not celluloid.
On the internet.
Yeah, onto the internet.
Onto the tubes.
Onto the tubes. And of course, we are all tubes.
Yes.
We are all tubes. Even you. You're a tube as well. We'll always be tubes.
We have tubes inside us. We do.
Yeah. Anyway, it is time to check out our second spooktacular feature. And that is going to be a short walk through Wilhelm Park.
Okay.
Or hey, like that thing that's been lurking around in the woods.
Huh?
Oh yeah, there's supposed to be some kind of creature that's made of tentacles, with glowing eyes and a huge fiery mouth full of sharp teeth. It only comes out in the dark. They say it hides in the woods until the full moon is covered, and can even disguise itself as a human in order to lure in its prey.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's kind of a new one.
Well,
and that's that.
And that's that. I will be honest, I did not see it ending that way.
Yeah.
At least, not following through like that.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen this before, actually.
I've seen this person's work before, but not that.
Yeah, I recognize the name, but I'm not sure why. You'll probably be able to fill me in on that later.
Yeah.
It was, you know what, like, it's actually, it's a pretty fun short.
Yeah, it is.
It's, again, it's pretty tried and true narrative device, you know, like, oh, here's a scary story about a monster. Oh, no, it's the monster. Oh, wait, it wasn't the monster. No, it wasn't. But I'm the monster. Ha ha.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a technical folkloric name for that, but... I'm the monster, haha.
What? Let's just call it that.
Okay. Yeah. Where should we start?
I don't know. Where should we start?
Okay. I do like one small thing that I very much enjoyed was that when she's on the bus and the bus is going up the hill, there's one shot where it looks like the bus has been squashed into a rhombus.
Yeah.
Or a rhombus.
Oh.
And I enjoyed that shot a lot.
It's
fun. The animation, especially for the first two-thirds or so, is pretty limited. But it gets the job done.
Yeah,
it kind of gives me a visual novel vibe, especially with the anime character designs.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
The voice acting is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which for, what, 2005 or so?
2011.
2011 this is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then there's no excuse.
Okay. All right.
No, but the voice acting is good. It's actually a lady playing the lady, which is...
That's always nice.
Which is nice. Yeah. And with the twist at the end that he's a beholder from D&D basically and he ensnares her in his tentacles and you think but then it skips to the end of some kind of erotic tentacle interaction which is the technical term turns out she's had a great time. They end up getting married
and having
kids.
A baby, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of sweet. I like that.
I'm glad that they put that there and didn't just end it on that second bit.
Yeah.
That would have been really bad. I'm vetoing this cartoon bad.
Yeah. It is nice that they subverted the obvious, and especially by 2011, incredibly tired.
It's a little trite.
Yeah. Trope of, it's a sexy anime girl, and she's being assaulted by tentacles.
Oh, we've never seen this happen before.
Yeah. Points to them for that.
Yes.
And genuinely subverting expectations, which is always nice, especially in a genre like horror.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And also props to them for not like super over sexualizing her, even before like a couple of frames of tentacling.
Yeah.
Like we should specify, like, this is definitely like a this is a safe for work cartoon and so on.
There's nothing really that second to last bit near the end.
Yeah, okay, but even within that, like, you know, there are no nipples or anything
no.
like that.
No, yeah.
You know, unless you know...
Unless you know where the nipples are.
No, but, like, unless you know, like, oh, yes, this is the formula that we're using...
Yes.
...then it's probably fine.
Nothing's safe for work if you remember that everyone's naked under their clothes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, apart from never nudes. There are dozens of them, Alex. Dozens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, a couple of things I wasn't too keen on.
Okay.
I thought that while the animation kind of works when they're just, like, standing around talking to each other, when she's, like, walking through the park and getting spooked by the stuff behind her, you can... Like, it really makes her look... With the way they try and use perspective, it really makes her look kind of like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, which is not...
Which didn't really work.
Not the only...
For me?
Not the only issue... not the only instance of that, as you said, with the bust. I mean, yeah. Points to them for doing their damn best with the limitations of the software.
Yeah, I suppose. I did like the music, the music clips they used were, you know, like some decent incidental music, like some decent tension building.
Yeah.
And also, like, unlike actually with the hidden people.
Yeah.
I couldn't really identify any, like, overused stock noises or anything, which was nice.
Yeah, they all seem to have been created from scratch.
I know, I'm one of those people who, like...
No, I know what you're going to say, and yes, I'm
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, yeah, okay, we are two of those kind of people who we know the stock sound effect libraries are, basically.
Yes, and please, so... for the love of God, stop using the Wilhelm scream. It's
not just the Wilhelm scream, but, like, the other kinds of screams, the gate creaking noises.
The gate creaking, the stock child laughter, the stock door closing noise.
Stock cat noises, glass breaking.
The stock chicken noise.
Yeah.
You know the one?
Yeah, I know the one. Yeah, so it was nice to not have that.
Yes.
I was kind of unclear on the two characters' relationship at the start.
Just being come back from a date because she says I had a really great time.
Okay. Okay.
I think it was meant to be like a date thing, and because she's like I had a really great time.
Okay. Well, that's nice in that it pre-establishes some kind of mutual affection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, when it turns out that he's a beholder, it's weird, but it's a nice surprise for her, I guess?
Yes, if that's what she's into, which clearly she is.
Yep.
Do you want me to tell you what I didn't like about this?
Please.
The male character looks like how I did in the before times.
What?
And I don't like that at all.
Really? I don't see
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see it at all.
Until very recently, a Super Meat Boy t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. I gave it away.
What, because you saw this?
No, I just gave it away because
okay.
I didn't want it anymore.
Fair enough. You're not secretly a beholder, are you?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem if you were. Just, you know, it's nice to know.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Okay. Not that I'm aware of currently.
Okay. The night is young.
Yes.
okay, I think... another thing. The guy also sounds a lot... He's not him.
Yeah.
But his voice reminds me a lot of Rob Paulsen.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. It's not him.
No, I know it's not him. It reminded me.
That'd be random. It's like, hey, we got Rob fucking Paulsen for a Flash animation. Like...
I mean, he's been involved in weirder projects. He was Bubsy.
Fuck, he was Bubsy.
He was Bubsy.
God, I always forget that he was Bubsy.
Yeah.
God. Why, Rob? Why?
Everyone needs money.
Yeah, but that's dirty money.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, also, this cartoon is anime enough that she gets, like, a proper anime sweat drop going on at one point.
She does, yeah.
I was like, aww.
There you go, yeah. Wearing its, inspiration on its sleeve.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So, I would like to learn some more about Wilhelm Park.
About the thing and the person that made the thing. In the bit that we like to call the Flash. Yes. Wilhelm Park was created by Red Minus, or not uploaded, February 15th, 2011. It was front page, Danny One Weekly, User Choice, and Daily Feature.
Nice. So,
Red Minus is a very prolific and active animator. Most recent upload to Newgrounds was just last month.
Oh, wow.
And they have an active Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch channel where they stream themselves drawing fairly regularly. The last Twitch archive I found was from, like, last week.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm scrolling through some of the submissions, yep. And I have definitely seen this person's stuff before.
So, a little bit more than just outside. So, yes, they've done a lot of different stuff on YouTube, and they've been posting on YouTube since 2010. Besides that, Red Minus appears to have been in the art department for a YouTube series called Yo Mama. And before you ask, yes, it is still going.
Yo Mama.
It updated fucking yesterday.
As we're recording.
As of recording.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Okay.
Which is a string of Yo Mama jokes, each video boasting 100 new ones.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. In 2019, they're still going.
In 2019.
In the month of our Luigi.
In the month of our Luigi. He's come back. Our savior. You are also in the art department of another YouTube series called Your Grammar Sucks, which describes itself on IMDb as YouTube personality Jack Douglas pokes fun at grammatical errors, and that's really as far as I was willing to look into it. overall, Red Minus is an active Newgrounds user for 9 years, and he later went on to make a second submission the same year that this came out, which I actually saw around the time it was posted in 2011, which was Nyan Cax, which is a weird take on Nyan Cat.
Starring Cax, who was the voice actor.
Starring Cax, who was the voice actor previously, and then she's recurred in pretty much nearly everything that he's done since. He's done a bunch of stuff. That Call of Duty Ghosties is amazing. I love that.
Okay.
And they are, unfortunately, because I guess you gotta get paid, involved with some really low tier YouTube series.
What about their own stuff?
Well, you mean looking at it.
Okay.
They make stuff really frequently. They do at least, like, if you look at the YouTube channel, there's much more stuff there.
Yeah.
Much more frequently. If you subscribe to them, I'm fairly sure you get, like, maybe at least maybe, like, one thing every 3 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
fairly
okay.
Frequent. Yeah. And fairly popular.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, I know, aside from working on kind of really not good YouTube series, they're doing well for themselves in their own right, so that's nice.
You know what? That is nice.
Yeah.
So should we finish off with some comments?
Okay, let's finish
off
then. With some comments.
Wilhelm Park comments, Zombie Villa, in October 2011, when this came out, said, "Kid's story, my butt! The graphics were awesome. The sounds and music, good. The end was shocking, but I think that they should have shown them when they were old grandparents. 7 stars. And they signed it Zombie Villa.
Uh-huh,
and then they gave it 0.5 out of 5.
And Red Minus responds,
"Lol, your 7 looks kind of weird."
I like, we've got the variation of the classic with the creator being like, your 7 looks awfully like you didn't like the cartoon at all. And we've got stars in February 2011. This just got me immediately. So, too big. The flash size of 23 megabytes. I was expecting something a bit better / longer. The story wasn't really funny or interesting. The voice acting was great though. Good job on that. The initial stipulation of it's too big, and therefore I was expecting it to be better based on file size?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to see. I mean, okay, if this was a comment from, like, 2005,
yeah,
23 megs is a commitment in 2005.
Yeah, but not in 2011.
In 2011, no. It's really not. So maybe Stars just has a really...
They're still on dial-up.
Maybe.
Even now.
Oh, no.
Which I don't think is even possible.
I remember a time where so many forum threads that were picture heavy would have a little disclaimer in like the thread title saying, by the way...
There's a lot of images in this thread.
Yeah. 56k people, maybe you should skip this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Tatsumaru7 in March of 2011 said, I liked it. Nice work. 3 out of 5.
So did they like it? Little bit, maybe.
It was nice, you know, nice in an inoffensive way. It was, yeah, 3 out of 5. It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
and
finally,
we got Pancake Ninja 334 in November 2011. That was weird. Very, very weird. 5 out of 5.
I think Pancake Ninja might have just discovered something about themselves.
Yeah, they were like, I hate this, but 5 out of 5? I hate this! What's wrong with me?
So, yeah, that was Wilhelm Park.
That was Wilhelm Park.
It was extremely anime.
Uh-huh.
And then it was actually quite nice.
Yeah.
It's damning with faint praise, but it could have been... Orders of magnitude worse.
Oh, yeah, it's doing so much worse. So much worse.
So thank you for being restrained.
Thank you for that.
And speaking of anime stylings, we are going to be finishing off with Joe Anime's Our First Halloween.
Quick, get the door. The kitties are here.
Trick or treat.
I'm a wizard.
It hurts so bad, but it tastes so good.
And we're back.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was nice.
Yeah, it's just
short and sweet.
Yeah, our first Halloween. It's a couple doing their first Halloween.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah. You want to talk about the plot?
Okay, so you have the two of them in the house, and they're getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
And kids keep ringing the doorbell, and
they
keep answering the door, and the guy doesn't like it.
No.
The guy doesn't like it, and he throws sugar in the children's faces.
Yes.
And then the girl asks him to, like, put candy in her garbage fairy costume.
Yes.
And
it sounds a bit rude.
It sounds rude because she's like, oh, put it inside, push harder. It's too tight, push harder.
Yep.
And the woman outside exclaims that it's the devil's house.
Yes.
And it ends with the girl saying, doesn't anyone know the meaning of Halloween? And the guy goes, no. And that's the end of the fucking cartoon.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the costumes they're wearing? The Halloween costumes?
The fucking garbage fairy is amazing.
Inspired.
The idea of a fucking fairy like the Tooth Fairy who just comes along and takes the rubbish away.
Yeah. In this world, there is no such thing as a bin collector. It just gets magicked away. I genuinely really like the sequence with, like, the Sugar Plum Fairy music playing behind her.
Great, yeah.
Where she's just frolicking amid the bins. Really loudly kicking them over and so on. That's very fun.
This is where J.K. Rowling got that idea for the wizard shitting themselves. Vanish me poopum.
And speaking of shitting themselves, she's dressed her boyfriend up as a giant baby with a bib that says got milk, and he is upset about this.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Because he deserves it because he's a fucking buzzkill.
He is kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah.
He just throws a big bag of sugar at some children.
You don't do that. You don't throw sugar, period, let alone at children. You don't throw granulated things at people. It's bad to do.
Yes, I think that's where the humour derives.
What, from throwing granulated things at people?
From attacking cute children.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't do that.
One of whom declares, "I'm a wizard."
Again.
Yeah.
It's more fear, not more fire on my theory.
It all comes back to JK. Goodness. I wonder what she thinks the true meaning of Halloween is.
I don't know.
Okay, that
much. She'd probably say some shit like Snape accidentally cut off the end of his pinky finger on his second Halloween or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
And that's why he's Mormon now. So what do we think of the animation itself? Of the style, of the movement, of the colours?
The style is so like early to mid 90s anime that
it's very, very anime inspired.
The girl character constantly has a fucking colon-free face.
She does. I didn't even... Yeah, she does.
She fucking has the fucking colon free face.
Yep, the cute anime kitty face.
And the animation itself is less basic, of course, than the first thing we saw.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty rudimentary.
Yeah, it's a lot...
There's a lot of tweening.
Kind of flopping around. But, like, it's in service of the... I think it's in service of the mood of the thing.
At one point, it does kind of look... I didn't say anything at the time, but it does kind of look like when the girl falls over and she points towards the door, it looks like her arm bends out of shape.
Yes,
like,
it does.
The human arm doesn't bend that way.
That looks a bit weird,
yeah.
I've always liked this kind of sloppy anime cartoony style.
And
you saw it being used a lot for this kind of, like, you know, cute, jokey, but ultimately positive and nice.
And
friendly.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially, as we'll discuss in a moment, especially by women creators as well.
Okay.
Like anime, especially in the early to mid 2000s, a lot of anime style, as depicted here, was seen as very feminine.
Yeah.
And
God knows why, but yeah.
Well, yeah. And so it's kind of associated with that sort of those sort of cartoons a lot.
Okay.
And just that kind of art style. It's cute. It's funny. I don't think all the jokes land that well, but
yeah, there are places where I'm like, was that meant to be a joke?
Yeah, but you, like, I know you definitely guffawed a couple of times.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was mainly the garbage fairy bit.
The garbage fairy is great. And then great.
The appearance of the guy is, like, the big baby is also pretty great.
Yes, it's very good.
And also as childish as it is, the scene where where he's putting the candy into her costume and the mother's outside like, oh no.
Yes.
You mustn't listen to this.
It's like a classic, like, Austin Powers bit,
that
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a played out joke, but it works.
It does work. Yeah.
It's very hard to do that wrong, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's childish and it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's our first Halloween. It's cute, you know?
Yeah, it's nice.
You can definitely tell that, like...
It's definitely an early work of theirs.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I think it looks like it. I think it looks like it's fairly early on in someone's animation career.
Okay.
Maybe not, like, right at the beginning, but, like, they're learning.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hmm.
Yeah. You can still kind of see the seams and so on.
Yeah.
As we say that a lot, but, like, you can see where things are fitting together. You can see where arms are moving from, and you can see, So, would you like to learn some more about the background of our first Halloween and its creators?
Yeah, sure.
So, time for some Flash.
Ah.
Our first Halloween, uploaded in 2005 on Halloween Day itself.
Ooh. Oh.
Created by Joe Anime and Smithy, who at the time were a couple, as you can probably guess.
Mm-hmm.
This was the, one of the most popular, Halloween tunes at the time.
Okay.
And Joe Anime in particular, she was really, really big. like, relatively speaking, for Newgrounds in 2004, 2005.
Sure.
She was a major figure. She put up a lot, not a lot, but like a handful of cute kind of anime-inspired cartoons. A lot of humor, cuteness, mm-hmm. yeah. music. She was gaining a following. And unfortunately, as with a lot of things, when a girl get popular in a place populated by mean nerds, yeah, the backlash against JoAnime and her general style was pretty rabid.
Mm-hmm.
Even for, like, 2005 internet,
mm-hmm.
it was pretty unpleasant. So, for instance, going through the comment sections on this video and some of her other ones, like, I have not seen... I mean, we've seen plenty of, like, negative comments on things.
Yeah.
And plenty of, like, you know, just all-purpose hate comments.
Yeah.
I've never seen the length of hate comments that I've seen on JoAnime stuff. Like there was a concerted campaign of some kind. Not saying it was like some kind of, you know, Gamergate-y top-down thing, mm-hmm. but there was definitely a groundswell of resistance against her, and especially against what they saw as anime infecting the Flash site. I know it is absolutely pathetic, absolutely pathetic in hindsight.
Oh my god, no. They're all out of their minds, all of them.
I know, right? I know. This is exemplified on Smithy, her boyfriend's old website, in 2005, where he said, quote, "A few people think JoAnime sucks and she's abusing anime style for her own good. Funny how she's been drawing in her style since she was a little kid because she liked it. Also, some people found JoAnime's fictional characters' boobs quite upsetting, to say the least. So anyway, I decided to make a movie dedicated to all those people out there that we upset with our latest movie. I cannot find this movie, but I really want to.
Okay.
Because that's, I imagine, it is pure strain. Fuck the haters.
Good, yes. That's the best way.
Yeah, she's increasingly popular creator in an environment that is... really?
Oh, we can't be having that.
I mean, like she was still really popular. Like she would get daily features, she would get front page and stuff, but there was also...
came at the fucking cost of people.
A very loud cadre of dipshits.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of 2005, she decided to shut down her DeviantArt, her Cheesy Art, and that kind of stuff, and transport things over to her own website, joanime.com.
Okay.
Which... is basically DOA, unfortunately. Oh. According to the Wayback Machine, after 2006, it just kind of disappeared. And so did any online presence for her, and Smithy likewise disappeared from the internet shortly after. And nobody really seems to know where they've gone.
Okay.
Yeah. By the couple of accounts that I could find, like neither of them have died or anything tragic like
that's
that.
That's nice.
There was another animator called Rubber Ninja who a few years ago was asked on his Tumblr about the situation. I cannot find the archive of that post because it's since been deleted. So the mystery continues. Obviously, like. I hope they're, you know, they're both living their best lives, mm-hmm. either still together or not.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame. Like the true Halloween horror of this is that, like, a community of asshole nerds can really stifle an up and coming creator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's plenty of evidence of this.
Yeah.
Outside of this example.
Oh yeah, but I think this is a really good example because it's pretty cut and dry. You know? Like, spends a couple of years, you know, making animations, like building a fan base, and then it just, you know, gets to the point where it's not worth keeping going with it.
Yeah. That fucking sucks.
It does suck. It absolutely fucking sucks. And every now and then there'll be like a tweet or a Newgrounds forum thread saying whatever happened to JoAnime and so on, and it's, you know, she's not there anymore. It was dipshits kind of got their way.
Great.
Yeah, but she still managed to, while she was making stuff, she managed to, and together they managed to make some cute little things.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and clearly they touched enough people to, that, you know, that people are still asking
people
about
them. People still. Well, where did they go? What happened to them?
So, Joanime, if somehow you ever listen to this, hey, I hope you're good.
I hope she made it big.
Yeah?
And, like, is working for, like, fucking Disney or some shit. That's what I hope.
I mean, they do say that living well is the best revenge.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sorry for the downer.
Well,
but the perfect sort of juxtaposition with the...
With the
Grickle story we were talking about at the start of the episode.
Yeah.
You know, where people from this medium, people in these communities, they can be really supported and they can rise to enormous heights.
Mm.
But the same kind of people, well, you know.
I wonder what the difference was between these two creators.
There is that.
What was the difference, Tom? There couldn't have quite possibly been any kind of concerted effort to drive one type of people, stopping them from creating things because they should be seen and not heard.
Yeah. It's really shitty.
Yeah.
It's really shitty. And, like, especially in hindsight, and we'll look at some comments in a bit.
Yeah.
But... So... It's so pathetic.
Of course it is. It's always pathetic.
It's so pathetic. Even, you know, this is 14 years afterwards, right? People, looking back and seeing people so upset about anime and so upset about a female character with boobs and so upset that...
Not just female characters have boobs.
Yeah.
There are real... women in the world with boobs. Oh my god.
I've never met any.
This reminds me of a fucking I think it was a hard drive post where they were like, it was gamer at gender reveal party announces boycott of family's new female character.
And you know, like,
that's what this fucking is.
And that's a joke article from this week.
Yeah.
You know, like angry nerd boy culture has always been angry nerd boy culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like, yeah, on a recent episode we were talking about how sometimes it can be really sad to look at old communities and think what could have been.
What could have been?
And I do feel that looking at Joanime and Smithy stuff.
I feel like this had even more potential because the Invader Zim stuff, even if it all came together and went forward, it could have Nickelodeon just turn around at any point and be like, fuck off. Don't do that. Stop. Stop. Immediately stop. But with this, the two of them or one of them could have had a really good, like, prolific, like, Ego Raptor, you know, type thing.
I mean, they were friends with the Ego Raptor. They were part of the same cliques and communities.
Fucking go.
You know, like, and I know I bring this up a lot, but like, Joanime and Smithy were active on the Legendary Frog forums back in the day.
Mm.
Back when I was on there. Like, I saw them posting and being, weird, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... But, yeah. So, just... So... But, yeah. And so, a lot of the comments were just... Not just about how much they hated... girls and boobs, basically.
The thing is, they don't hate boobs. They fucking love boobs. They won't fucking show... Like, you would bring out a new version of fucking Tifa from FF7, like, I made a boob smaller! They fucking love boobs. Oh, God.
Oh, this is the angriest you've been in any episode. I am here for
just,
it.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know what? You know what might make a bit more sense?
Okay, yeah.
All right, take a breath.
All right.
We're going to explore some comments.
Okay.
All right, and obviously I filtered out just the crap ones.
Sure.
And there are, as I mentioned, more crap ones than you'd expect.
Uh-huh.
But I think these are pretty emblematic of some of the stuff that's being said.
Mm.
So if... If you want to start off with a much more recent one.
Okay. T.G. Sean. Okay. November 1st, 2015. One of my all-time favourite Halloween Flash animations, and unfortunately, one of the last things the creator uploaded in these circles. I was here 10 years ago when the Strength of Newgrounds failed. Happy 10th Halloween, Joe and Smithy. I hope wherever you two absconded to, you ended up happy. Your work was missed, though. At least work was missed. Your work was missed by enough. Yeah, smiley face.
Yeah. A lot of the more recent comments are along those lines because you know this is the last upload from someone who basically disappeared, and so there are a lot of comments that are like, "I miss you," you know, like you were really big, you were important, and now you're gone. I hope you're good.
Yeah.
This one is just weird.
Okay.
It's just a kinky French fry in September of 2013 gave it 0.5 stars and said, "No boobs, sad face, but the got milk shirt was kind of funny, I guess." I don't understand.
I don't get it.
2013? Especially because so many of the angry comments are angry that the character has big boobs.
Which is not something anyone has in real life.
Yeah.
Realistically, that's
especially
that
not women's.
Women never have big, just doesn't happen. Women, real women, never have boobs that are any bigger than a B. That's it. It just doesn't happen.
Sorry, I thought you meant an actual B.
No. Like a B cup. Not a B like an insect like a B.
Yeah, a kinky French fry, just sort yourself out, come on.
Sort your life out, mate, come on, alright. We got...
This is the only, like, dipshit comment I picked, but it is emblematic so many of them.
I'll read it.
I thought you should be the one.
Nirag gave it 1.5 out of 5, November 1st, 2005, so like a month after this came out. No,
a day.
Yeah. I don't like it. What is their original about that? Yes, your tunes are cute, but so then? A total lack of originality. Anime spreads everywhere. Yes, it does.
Anime spreads everywhere.
And honestly, I don't think that Newgrounds population needs any more anime tunes. I mean, it didn't need any more stick figures or sprite flashes, but that didn't stop anyone else, did it? Stuffed with people laughing for... silly thing. Is it bad to laugh? A silly thing? Is that bad? Am I not allowed to do that anymore?
Keep going, we'll be here all day.
The entire tune is light. Light the humour, light the situations, light the emotions, light everything. We could call it the void projected on a monitor. It's pointless, yes. You enjoy doing those jokes. De gustibus non dis...
So it's a Latin maxim, de gustibus non disputandum est, which means there's no accounting for taste.
What? Are you fucking... Buddy, using Latin doesn't make you intelligent.
Oh, good
God. It just makes you... Shall we enjoy too by seeing you doing them? Oh, and please, find as quick as you can a style of your own. Sick of seeing these anime dirtbags wandering around laughing and silly talking. Imagine if they were talking about people. I'm sick of seeing these people laughing and talking to each other.
Yeah, so I picked this not only because it's fucking off the chain,
unbelievable.
Right?
I know Latin, that makes me intelligent.
But we've almost never, and believe me, I've looked, we've almost never in our year and a half of doing this podcast and reading through comment sections and doing research for these episodes, the negative comments are never this wanky.
This is
right?
The wankiest comment.
This is like, and I understand that, like, I as a cis dude, I'm saying this, but this is a paragraph of some of the most masculine, fragile, mansplainy sort of stuff. It's the most pseudo-intellectual mini-essay. Ah, yes, I'm going to stomp over this anime woman with my big dick brain.
I'm going to need to scrub myself with the wrong side of a fucking sponge after this.
But this is the rhetorical style, right?
Yeah.
That would be adopted by, like, YouTube dickhead atheists.
Intellectuals.
Yeah.
Why won't she debate me?
Basically, yeah.
This is what this is.
That's exactly what this is. Right on down to trying to use big words and a fucking Latin phrasing to make yourself sound even more special and important and smart. While actually just saying, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, you could have summed that all up in, like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I just don't like you very much.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting in the future, seeing what kind of creators get feedback
like this. I bet it will be women.
Yeah.
I bet it will be women.
I can't even bet against that.
No.
It will definitely be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also just the insecurity as well. Of their good Newgrounds Boys Club being infected by anime. As if half the shit on there isn't
already
inspired
anime.
By like fucking Dragon Ball and Pokemon. It's it's, you know?
Ugh. It's because a woman did it.
Yeah.
That's the only difference here, is a woman did it.
Yeah.
A girl did it. God, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... It's exhausting.
It
but
is.
Don't worry, that's not the last comment we're going to
make. Alright, okay, thank fuck.
We've got a couple left that are much more fun.
Okay, good.
Xavier Troy, the day it came out, gave it 4 out of 5 and said, Te Halloween! That's with Te with a 3 for the
H
E.
H for 1 1.
0000000. Ween.
And
then,
there's a face.
Like an anime face.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the animation, smiley face. And it is nice that you release event-related flash. Always good.
Yes.
Smiffy did not show the true power of the Welsh accent. This disturbs me greatly. Hence 5.
What?
So Smiffy is Welsh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that.
Well, yeah, you can't tell from his voice in this one.
Okay.
Although Wales isn't even a real country.
Oh, I've never heard that joke before.
For the listeners at home, where are you from?
Originally?
Yeah.
I was born in Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a real country, though.
No, never heard that joke before.
In conclusion, I enjoy your animation, and you work well together. Hope you make some obscure flash thingies together again. I suggest a battle to the death between the two of you. Good fun, that.
Yeah, that might have been fun to see.
Yeah. And finally... if you take
Monochrome from the day they're supposed to, they gave it a 5 out of 5. Full of sugary goodness. Lol, this was great. One of the best Halloween submissions on Newgrounds. The girl's costume was particularly scary. Just imagine the tiny handful of shorts that would be left on Newgrounds once the garbage fairy made all the crappy submissions disappear. Crappy animators, beware!
And then, like, 12 exclamation marks.
Nice. Monochrome knows where it's at. They know what's up.
Monochrome is starting some kind of eschatological cult. One day, Joe Anime will return as the garbage fairy to cleanse Newgrounds. And when that day comes, dipshits like Nirag better fucking watch themselves. But yeah, It's a fucking saga, right?
Yeah.
And I think appropriately troubling for Halloween. We had some highs and lows and some scares and some...
Halloween ultimately has to be left off with a moral.
Mm.
The moral is, leave women alone. Fucking hell. Jesus fucking Christ.
Right, so,
Yes.
So, we've overrun a lot, so I don't think we have time for emails this episode, but Next episode, we are going to be doing another special with a special guest. We are going to be having our first politics special. That's going to be weird and interesting and fun. And it's going to make us upset, but in a fun way.
Here you say so.
Okay, let me try that again. It's going to be weird and interesting and fun and nostalgic because, well, you'll just have to find out.
Okay.
But relatedly, I am calling on you all, to email in with a listener prompt. The listener prompt is for you to tell us what your first political memory is. What's the first political thing you remember being aware of way back in the day when you were just a little sprout?
Don't want to be an American. That was mine.
Yeah, so you should email in with that or any other questions, comments, hate mail, adoration, and prayers to flashinthepancast@gmail.com.
That's our email address.
Wow. Yeah. What's your online presence?
My online presence, it exists. That's unfortunate.
Take that,
men. I'm on twitter.com/DEX01. I make a post there, and I do try my best in the face of just the utter shit, just to keep things positive.
Hell yeah.
And whenever negative, bad things are happening, I always try and find something positive to post, because good God, do we need it.
Yeah.
My music and stuff that I've made is available bandcamp.com. So it's alexvalentine.bandcamp.com. I did just have an album out now. It's getting older and older. That was back in August it came out.
That's a whole two months
that it came out, and it was good. And it's available on Spotify as well. If you search Alexandra Valentine on Spotify, you're going to find me. And also, if you do the same thing on Apple Music, the same thing happens.
Whoa!
Wow!
That's some good SEO synergy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Gertrude Perkins. That's at Gertrude, P-R-K-N-S. Mm-hmm. You can find the podcast Twitter at twitter.com/flashitpancast or flashitpancast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find our website, flashinthepancast.com, where we have all of the previous videos and all the other episodes. Until next time, then. I have been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And I'm a wizard! Have a great flash!
Flash in the past!